Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mike.
Let's start with the clinical question that the article that you picked from Age and Aging asks, which is, do mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists improve outcomes in elderly patients with congestive heart failure? Just a very brief backstory, which is that mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists is just one component in the treatment of people who have heart failure. Not surprisingly, with a drug class of any sort, we need to understand the efficacy and the risks and the expected level of benefit that we're going to get. How do these drugs work? Well, we don't really know, but there are two hypotheses, and it may not be one or the other. They might be both having some role. The first is that they maintain a higher serum potassium concentration. They do this by reducing urinary potassium loss. The second option is that they block the deleterious effects of aldosterone on the heart. Now, to the degree that the blockage on the heart is important, it's important to recognize that the benefit wouldn't be expected with other potassium-sparing diuretics, such as amiloride or something that doesn't have the same effect. So this is an article that was published in 2017. Starts on page 18, it goes through page 25. It asks, as I said, do these receptor antagonists improve outcomes in elderly patients? Mark, what do they find?
Yeah, this was a well-done meta-analysis, and I think it helps clarify not only do these agents, you know, are they effective? We're talking about spironolactone, eplerenone, canrenone, primarily spironolactone and eplerenone in the U.S., are they effective? And if so, for whom? Are there subgroups where they work better than others? So they looked at all the usual databases. They also looked at clinical trial registries, which I think was really a good thing. Regulatory agency websites. So they were looking for unpublished as well as published literature. And they were looking at randomized trials of mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists to treat elderly patients with congestive heart failure. The main outcome they were interested in was all-cause mortality, but they also looked at hospitalizations and disease-specific mortality and some other secondary outcomes. They ended up finding 7 studies with about 8,600 patients. And the 6 out of the 7 studies were at least moderate to high quality. 3 of them reported outcomes of patients who had heart failure and a reduced ejection fraction. Overall, the data, you know, they didn't find a difference in all-cause mortality. But when they looked at subgroups of those younger than 75, so old but less than, so roughly between 60 and 75 years, 14.5% died compared to 18.7% in the control. So a number needed to treat of about 24 to prevent one death over the duration of the studies. In the studies of the patients who had a preserved ejection fraction, there was no significant benefit. So the reviewer also notes that adverse effects were inconsistently reported, which is kind of typical, unfortunately, for clinical trials. So basically, the bottom line is mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists like spironolactone, eplerenone, have no significant effect on clinical outcomes overall. But if someone's going to benefit, it's most likely to be a patient with decreased ejection fraction who's less than 75 years of age. That subset seemed to have a clinical benefit.
Very interesting. My only bone to pick with you is that the closer I get to age 60, the less I feel like 60 is old.
Yeah. Tell me about it. We're both rapidly approaching that.
Anyways, it is interesting. So I guess in the group that's older than 75, it really doesn't offer much benefit.
Yeah, and that's good to know because I think, you know, certainly patients with heart failure are often on a lot of meds, and spironolactone is one of those that, you know, you often wonder, do we really need to put the patient on that? And so I think the group we should primarily be considering it for based on this analysis is those patients with decreased ejection fraction who are under 75.
Excellent. Thanks for the advice, Mark. We'll talk next week.
Sounds good.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.